here at the 2013 Commodity Classic at the BASF booth. One of the first things we do before the opening of the trade show here is award scholarships to scholarships from the different associations here, the different commodity groups. And we have five corn grower scholarship award winners right now here. And first of all, we have a representative from the National Corn Growers Association, and I don't know you.
Les Imboden, and I'm from Central Ohio, and I'm representing the Bill Berg Memorial Scholarship portion of this, and I was appointed after his death to the Grower Services of the Scholarship Committee. So this has been a great experience, and we want to thank BASF for their support with over 334 scholarship winners in the last 6 years.
Pretty impressive.
Wow, that is impressive. And these are all young people who are choosing careers in agriculture.
It is, and I've told them several times that the selection process was very difficult. It was very tedious. I personally spent 2 weeks reading everything over and over. Very, very competitive group of young individuals with very similar backgrounds. The GPAs were off the charts. The FFA backgrounds, just their personal passion to just improve themselves, very evident in all of our winners.
Well, that is great, and I'm sure they appreciate the financial help, and you appreciate the fact that they want to help keep supporting agriculture.
Yes, I want to take them all back to my own farm, because these would be wonderful people to have, because they have the vision and the passion, not only for agriculture, but for education.
It seems like the future of agriculture is in pretty good hands, then.
It is, and whenever we get a little discouraged, all we have to do is remind ourselves that we have such great talent coming on board that we can pass the baton to.
And a great crop of young people, as always, and I'm going to go through and talk to each one of them, have each of them introduce themselves, give us a little bit of their background, and tell us what they intend to do with this scholarship money and with their future. All right, we'll start with you, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, my name is Emily Brundick, and I'm from a family farm in central Missouri, Argyle, Missouri. We have Angus cattle and row crops. I've grown up there my entire life. I am currently pursuing my graduate degree at the University of Missouri in agricultural economics with an emphasis in public policy, and I hope to use that for ag policy. That's what I'm really passionate about, and I want to help farmers be able to do what they do and have the policies to help them do it well.
Right. And what does this scholarship mean for you?
This scholarship is so important because with things like the drought this year, my parents haven't been able to help out a lot, but I want to be independent. And companies like this who are so generous help me do that. So thank you.
Congratulations, Emily. All right, next you are Nicholas.
Yeah, my name is Nick Peterson. I'm from Clear Lake, Minnesota. I'm a junior at the University of Minnesota right now, and I come from a family farm as well, just outside of St. Cloud, Minnesota. And we grow crops and kidney beans, corn and soybeans, seed corn, and we have beef cattle as well. And currently as a junior at the University of Minnesota, I've really enjoyed it there, and I've learned a lot, you know, having to do with agronomy and soil science, and I'm really looking forward to putting that to good use.
So. And what does the scholarship mean for you?
Well, it's huge. I mean, and she just said it as well, that, you know, college is expensive, and, you know, sometimes you do want to be independent. You want to say that you got through it yourself, and, you know, the parents are helpful too, but this is just huge to enable me to get through school, so
right.
Appreciate it.
Well, congratulations, Nick. All right, Kyle, how about you?
Well, my name's Kyle Parmley from Oklahoma State, currently a junior there, from a family farm. Family is involved in wheat production, cattle, corn, a little bit of everything. Currently in school, as a plant science major, with an emphasis on plant science. My desire one day is to earn a PhD in plant breeding. That's where my desire has taken me, and then that's what this scholarship is for. I'm going to help pay for college, and hopefully I can get on the road and start looking for some graduate programs and working my way to that dream.
Well, as a plant scientist, are you hoping to work for a company like BASF?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, that would be a highlight. I mean, that they're a huge company and awesome. It seems to be a great company to know, and just a good program.
Well, wonderful. Congratulations, Kyle, and I wish you well in your career. All right, Sterling. All right, how are you today? Go ahead. Tell me. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about yourself and what your background is and what you're doing in school.
My name is Sterling Schnepp. I grew up on a family farm in northwest Iowa, Granville, where we raise hogs and we also row crop. Grew up on the family farm, absolutely loved it, knew that I wanted to continue in agriculture, so I chose Iowa State University in Ames, and I am currently studying animal science.
All right, and so what do you have to say to BASF and NCGA?
I would like to say thank you for this amazing opportunity, not only for the scholarship, but the chance to come to the National Commodity Classic. Most scholarship providers usually just send you a check in the mail and you don't actually get to interact with the company, but it's been an amazing experience today to get to interact with BASF and NCGA as well and continue through Saturday.
All right. Well, congratulations, Sterling. Proud of you. And last but not least is Brent. Brent, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what your future plans are?
Well, I am a junior at Iowa State University studying animal science and hoping to go to vet school after all of this. I came from a 1,300-acre row crop farm in northwest Iowa, and grew up, we didn't have any livestock, but the only time we had livestock was when I had for 4-H, and it's kind of one of those 4-H projects that just got a little overgrown and went a little wild on me, and kind of got into livestock and couldn't stop. My neighbor was a veterinarian. And he really opened my eyes to all the opportunities in agriculture, especially the livestock industry. And from there, it was no looking back. I've had the good fortune to do well in school, met a lot of great people at Iowa State, and it's just confirmed that vet school is the way to go for me. And hopefully I'll be back in Iowa in a few years being a veterinarian.
How do you feel about being here at in Florida, the Commodity Classic, and what do you have to say to BASF and NCGA?
Well, I'd really like to thank BASF and NCGA for this opportunity. I'm really not going to argue with a trip to Florida, and it's just a great opportunity. These scholarships do a lot for the kids that get them. College is expensive, and anything, all this, the scholarships, it really helps take your mind off of, the big student debt you might be incurring, or, just the whole load you're going to have to be working with after college, and every little bit helps, and it's always nice to get a little support from the community.
Well, congratulations, Brent. That was Brent Sexton, by the way, from Iowa, and that's all of our scholarship winners on the corn growers side, and we congratulate everyone. Here at the 2013 Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.